Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
New research from the University of Oxford shows a small increased risk of breast cancer associated with the use of hormonal contraceptives. The new research shows a link with progesterone pills or the mini pill for the first time. This is following on from previous similar research and findings on the combined pill. Janice Walsh, consultant medical oncologist at St Vincent's Hospital, is on the line. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Claire.
I know that this research is just out this morning and you haven't gone into detail on the findings, but from what you have seen this morning, what do you think about what's being said?
So I suppose for me as an oncologist dealing with this, I'm always worried about these type of headlines. You know, they generate so much fear. For us, this is not a particularly surprising finding. As you're aware, from this study, they had looked at over 9,000 women who developed invasive cancer between 20 and 49, and they compared it to women who were very similar, 18,000 of them who had not developed breast cancer. And what they found was that 44% of those women who developed the breast cancer had been on a prescription for the hormone contraceptive pill, and that was compared with 39%, so a substantial proportion of women still who had been on the hormonal contraceptive pill who had not developed breast cancer. And I suppose what's new with this, Claire, is that about 50% of them or so had been on progesterone only, or the mini pill, which doesn't contain estrogen. For me, this isn't particularly surprising. We had a large study that was presented in the New England Journal of Medicine, which is our big paper. That was back in 2017. And essentially it was a Danish study who had followed nearly 2 million women for about 11 years. And essentially within that study, again, they saw about a 20% increased risk in breast cancer. And we'll talk about that in absolute terms. But importantly, what they'd seen in that study is that there was an increased risk with women who had used the intrauterine device, progesterone only, such as the Mirena coil, and it had a very similar risk. So for me, it always made sense that probably we would see a similar risk with the oral progesterone pill or the mini pill. I think what's important, however, is to put in perspective the small difference that this will make. So we know that for every breast cancer, we'll have about 7,690 women taking this form of oral hormonal contraceptive. So for many women, it's just so beneficial. And it's important you talk to your doctor before you have any panic.
Because Claire Knight from Cancer Research UK, they funded this study. They advise that this shouldn't discourage most people from taking the pill. So do you agree with that?
100%. I mean, there are magnitudes of benefit that are far greater than this small risk. We know that the use of oral contraceptive pill has been associated with a reduction in ovarian cancer, reduction in uterine cancer. We know for women who've managed heavy periods for many years up until menopause, that has been a lifesaver in terms of their quality of life. We have younger children who have needed it for skin, management of skin conditions, and of course, reducing the likelihood of unwanted pregnancies. So the magnitude of benefit here is very large.
But for women listening to this, they might look at a progesterone pill and say, well, that mightn't be the one I'll opt for now, given what I see in this study. Would they be right in making that judgment call?
Well, I think what they need to do is, it is a detailed discussion with your GP regarding which is the right one for you. Because based on your own history itself, there may be factors that make the progesterone pill much more relevant for you than the combined pill. And it's not so much that you would think that the progesterone pill would be in itself more harmful than the combined pill. What we're just seeing is the magnitude of risk is probably similar.
Mm-hmm. Are there people who you would caution against taking it?
Well, you know, I have many patients of mine who have a history of breast cancer. We would certainly say to them, please find some form of non-hormonal contraceptive, because if your tumour was fed by estrogen produced by your body, probably makes sense that we do not have anything helping potential growth of that. And then many of these women would be worried for their children, who maybe have been recommended to go on the oral contraceptive pill for management of skin conditions. And again, it's down to many factors. Itself, the mom having had a breast cancer history doesn't necessarily mean that the children could not go forward with using that if the benefit of that intervention is greater than risk.
Mm-hmm. And the risk goes down again, does it, once you stop taking the pill?
Yeah. So this is what this study showed, is that once you stop it, that magnitude of risk reduces. Now, other studies have suggested you still have a maintained slightly higher risk, but, you know, you're always going to find slight variations in studies. And also within this one, it seems that magnitude of risk was lower when we took the oral contraceptive pill in our younger years, so in our early 20s, as opposed to later on. And of course, as we get older, we have other options that might be more easy for us anyway to use.
So just to bring it back to basics so that we can clearly understand, how common is breast cancer in this cohort, young women who are taking contraceptive pills?
So it's within those who are taking the contraceptive, exceptionally low. You know, we know that for patients who have breast cancer in general, only 12.5% of all the breast cancer we see will be in women under 40, and then extremely low when you start going into the 20s and 30s. So what's important to remember is for every 7,690 women who are taking an oral contraceptive pill, we have one additional case of breast cancer. I think that is the most important information today.
Janice, thank you very much for digesting all of that for us. That's Professor Janice Walsh, consultant medical oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin.